All right, MSU football. Let's get right to it. MSU football. The regular season is now over. I think many Spartan fans are rejoicing because of that. It was a tough year. A very tough year, to say the least. And it ended with kind of a thud. You know, it wasn't, you know, that game against Maryland was incredibly boring. It was troubling to watch Michigan State struggle against a team like the Terrapins. And, you know, right now, if you look at things, you know, Michigan State is either going to go to New York for the Pinstripe Bowl, or they will play downtown Detroit in the Quick Lane Bowl. These are not sexy bowl games. They are now bowl eligible, though, for the 12th time in Mark D'Antonio's 13 seasons leading the program. How much do you take pride in that as a Spartan fan? I don't know. Because, you know, look, half the nation, half of the programs in college football become bowl eligible. All right? So I'm looking at that accomplishment, and I'm saying to myself, well, okay, Michigan State football, you know, the goals and expectations are much higher than getting just to six wins and going to a bowl game. All right? You know, again, and then looking at the kind of bowl game, if you just squeak in, that doesn't hold a lot of weight for Michigan State fans out there. So at the end of the day, I think the fans are just basically looking at this and saying, okay, can the season just end? You know, I'm curious to see, or to know, I should say, how many Spartan fans would go and watch Michigan State downtown Detroit in the Quick Lane Bowl. I'm curious to know what those ticket sales will look like for Spartan fans. You know, will you be excited to go in your backyard, downtown Detroit, to watch Michigan State play in a bowl game? I don't know. Maybe it gives you something to do. I don't know. But at the end of the day, this season was a major disappointment. Major disappointment. You know, it's just hard not to think about, you know, the Rose Bowl and the College Football Playoff and the Cotton Bowl, and now this is what the program is now has now settled on. So, and I saw this was interesting too. I saw after the game, there were players wearing caps. They had these special hats made that if Michigan State won, the players would rock after the game. If they lost, who knows? They'll probably be shipped to, like, you know, some third world country for kids who are less fortunate to wear. But apparently Mark D'Antonio, he spent about $4 each. The program spent about $4 each on these hats to give to the players if they did indeed beat Maryland to get win number 6. And it was just a regular Spartan hat it was a green hat with the white Spartan logo in the front. And on the back, it said program win. So D'Antonio felt like the symbolism of getting to a bowl game was worth it to give, I guess, you know, to try and put some kind of cherry on top of this really ugly Spartan season. Try and make the players feel good, to keep the morale high. Yeah, this season has not gone the way we wanted it to, but here is a hat to let you guys know that this is still an accomplishment. All right, this is a program win. Reaching, right? Reaching. But I get it. D'Antonio is at a point right now where he has to sell this season to his players somehow, some way. Because I'm sure, you better believe, I mean, there are some players in that locker room saying, man, you know, the Quick Lane Bowl, really? Pinstripe Bowl, really? This is what we're playing for? I'm sure there's some players in that locker room saying that, and that's a perception. That is a mentality that you don't want to infect the majority of your team. You got to keep the morale high in some way, shape, or form. I just don't know now, though, at the state of this program now, where does Michigan State football go from here? Because D'Antonio, this is a program that's really chasing its own success from, what, 5-6 years ago now. And it's at a state right now where you have so many problems. One season, heck, two seasons, three seasons, it's not going to turn around quickly. And then D'Antonio coming out and saying that, yeah, he plans to return as the head coach. Now, we covered that and we talked about that extensively when that came out during D'Antonio's weekly press conference. When he came out, he was asked a question by Chris Solari of the Detroit Free Press, and he gave that answer saying that, yeah, I plan to come back. You know, he brought up how his dad told him that, you know, hey, you got to complete the circle. You know, finish what you started. But this program right now has so many problems, not just from the standpoint of D'Antonio, but just looking at the overall talent on this team right now. I mean, can you legitimately compete against some of the big dogs like Ohio State? Really, it's like right now, you look at the Big Ten now, and I'm gonna get to Michigan and Ohio State in just a moment. But you look at the Big Ten right now, especially the Big Ten East, it's like it's Ohio State and everybody else. But now I think, and it used to be, you know, Michigan State was in that mix, right? Michigan State and Ohio State, not really Michigan. Michigan was never really a legitimate contender in my eyes, and that's why they have not gone to Indy under Jim Harbaugh in his fifth season now. But it was either Michigan State or Ohio State competing to see who would book a ticket to Indy now. And now it's so clear and cut that it's Ohio State. And Michigan State now, it's no longer, when it comes to a lot of the teams in the Big Ten right now, Michigan State is at a state now where I don't care who you play in the Big Ten, with exception to what maybe Rutgers, it's going to be competitive, which is sad. Michigan State has not done well recruiting-wise. The morale is low. The fans are frustrated. Mark D'Antonio, who knows what he's going to do with this coaching staff if he does indeed come back.
I know what he's going to do with this coaching staff.
If you think he's going to bring them back.
Yeah, he's going to bring them all back next year.
He better not. He can't.
Yeah, but he's going to. Yeah, but you know he's
going to. You want to put a friendly bet on that? I think it's at a point now.
He's firing someone?
He cannot. He feels the pressure, Jack. He has to fire somebody.
No chance.
Okay, we'll put lunch on that.
Let's do it.
I think he lets go at least two.
It sounds about right. Coach. Sounds about right because you know
only
what?
Only because only not because he wants to, Jack. Not because he wants to. If he could, he would bring everybody back again. But because he has to now, like I think he feels the criticism. He hears those boos. You know, I always go back and I look at that dang video I took of him walking off the field and how frustrated he was and just how just down and out he looks. His hand has been forced now. To make some changes here.
Forced by who?
Forced by the fans, by the outside public. He hears those boos. He hears the criticism. Even though he says he does and he doesn't read the newspaper or listen to the radio, all coaches say that. He feels the pressure so much now that you have to make a change here.
Well, how is it any different than last season, though? They ranked 125th out of 129 teams.
Because this season, Jack, he tried to be the smartest dude in the room.
Right.
We all thought he was going to make some changes last season. And he comes out with that press conference and says, yeah, I'm just going to rearrange some things here to show you that you're wrong. His pride, you know that famous saying that he said, you
yes.
know, before the Michigan game,
oh,
pride
yes.
comes before the fall?
He's been incredibly prideful the last 4 or 5 years.
Incredibly.
Yes.
That saying has come back to bite him now. So I think I'm solely going off my gut here because of how much pressure is on him after making a very prideful decision coming into this year. But this is going to take a while, Jack. I mean, for me, I would have loved to have seen Mark D'Antonio step down and say, hey, man, I had a great run. I had a great run. You know, I love Spartan Nation. But, you know, I think it's time for me to step down and do what's best for, you know, for the program. And I would love for Michigan State to get that rebuild process going ASAPual, right? Get you know, hire a new head coach, you know, and just go from there. Go from there. Start fresh from a clean slate. But right now with D'Antonio lingering, if he does indeed come back, it just elongates the process in my eyes.
He's holding the program hostage,
yeah.
I brought up a week or two ago. No, yeah. Absolutely. And you know what? I think the program win hats are a perfect characterization of where this program is at now. This program is not what it was several years ago. This is a Mickey Mouse clown football program here in East Lansing. And when you beat Maryland to improve to 6-6 so you can make the Quick Lane Bowl in downtown Detroit and you wear hats that say program win, there's no better way that explains that to me. I mean, that's right. What Michigan State is anymore. This isn't a real contender. This isn't anything. This is one of the worst run programs in America, not because, you know, they are where Rutgers is or where Maryland is, but the way that they operate, that they allow Mark D'Antonio to keep these same staff members around year in and year out. And I guess you and I disagree, but I don't think he's going to make any changes to the staff because he is empowered by, you know, not having a real athletic director. And, you know, this president's only been here for 5 minutes, so I don't think he's going to force D'Antonio's hand at all. He has been empowered to run this program this way, and it's come back to sink the ship.
Yeah, and, you know, I just, you can't help but think about, you know, where this program once was when you look at the scene of Spartan Stadium on Saturday against Maryland where, you know, you're fighting for win number 6 and you're handing out program win hats. You know, there was a time, Jack, when rings defined greatness of this program, not hats. Rings, not hats.
Or the hats said like Rose Bowl champions or Big Ten champions.
Right, exactly. To go along with the ring, you know what I mean? So that's where I'm at with it. I don't know what else I can say. You know, we've been here for weeks now. We've been here for weeks. I would like to hear from fans. I mean, you know, if Coach D does come back, what I'm really curious about is the ticket sales at Spartan Stadium, because if Saturday was a preview of what is to come, and if Saturday puts in perspective just how frustrated you are as Spartan fans, oh boy, MSU Athletics has some problems. Has some major problems. Because that's what we see, Jack. You know, if a coach is so beloved and then he starts to have that fall off and he, you know, his ego says, all right, I want to, you know, have a chance to stick around. We've seen in other programs similar stories where the university didn't pressure that coach until those ticket sales numbers came in. Fans weren't going to the games. And then you start to see a major financial problem that if you don't bring in a new man in charge, if those ticket sales continue to decline, it's going to get really bad. So it's almost like the upper echelons, those in charge of athletics at that respective university, i.e. the AD or the president, they have to make a move. So sure. I'm curious to know if the Spartan fans are going to, you know, are we going to see a lot of Spartan fans out there who have been longtime season ticket holders throughout the D'Antonio era not renew those tickets come next season? Is that going to be your form of protesting if you are unhappy with where this program is right now? You know, will you go to games? What about the students? I mean, and I get it. You know, it was a weird game on Saturday for the students, Jay, because
it's Thanksgiving break.
It's Thanksgiving break.
You got nothing to play for. You know, if the team were 10-1, you know, I think there would have been a lot of students who would have came back for this game. But they're 5-6. They're playing a terrible Maryland team. They only beat them by 3. They only scored 1 offensive touchdown. I don't exactly think any fans were in the wrong to not show up to this game.
Right.
And
exactly.
You know what? Here's actually one other thing. You know, you talked about D'Antonio needing to make staff changes. You know what this program needs more than new coaches in terms of new schematics? They need recruiters.
Definitely.
Really badly. Because Narduzzi has moved on. Harlan Barnett is no longer here. You had the situation with Curtis Blackwell where you had to move on from him. And the problem was you moved on from Curtis Blackwell, and whether, you know, you needed to do that, that's another discussion, I guess. But you moved on from Curtis Blackwell, and then you never replaced that Detroit presence. That's the main city in the state in which you operate, and you've effectively been absent from there ever since Curtis Blackwell was removed.
Yeah, and that's the thing about Curtis. I mean, Curtis ran Sound Mind, Sound Body, you know, one of the, if not the biggest football camp for high schoolers in the Midwest. I mean, so, you know, you run that camp and you have somebody who runs the camp who has a direct tie to Michigan State football, and now he's gone. I look at the talent on this team right now, and who knows who is going to be the quarterback for Michigan State next season? You know, it's open season right now. You know, Theo Day, Rocky Lombardi. I don't know how much faith I have in those guys. You got to at least look at the transfer portal. You know, there are some bad players, but I also believe that there's some talent there that you have to look at, especially if other programs are looking at that same talent. You know, you got to pull out all the stops here. But yes, Jack, Michigan State has not done well in recruiting, and it's shown. It certainly has shown.